Okay, so we're starting the second maracha of the Sefer divided into four shorim. So this is the third shar. It's the second maracha, the third shar. This is the hakdama. Okay. So we divided the first step of the first maracha was das atzmenu. The second one is das ksois maracha. The third one is das turn. That's the three marachas. Yediyas atzmenu machricha l'tikun atzmenu. So knowing our truly understanding ourselves, what motivates us, what's going on the subconscious, what's going down deeper inside. You know, basically we're becoming. At least vis-a-vis ourselves, psychologists, right? That we need the tikkun atzmenu. So, but from yediyas atzmenu comes the step of tikkun atzmenu. After we realize who we are, we say, okay, so you know, so in the Welt there's this you know, this tremendous discussion, debate, you know, can a person really change? And our answer is sort of. Like the Mora says, that if a person is born in Malzamadim, he's going to be a person who's a Shefer Dam. He has a choice. He can use it as a Moyel, which is a mitzvah, Gevaldi mitzvah. He can use it as a Listim, which is a Gevaldi Aveira. Right? He can use it as a Sheikhin, which is power, you know, someone more powerful, you know. Right? But if he doesn't, you know, it means there is, you could take, but you could take the quote unquote the chesrona shabo and make them into mile. But to redefine your whole being as something other than what you are, that you can't do. But you could take the chesronas and turn them into miles. I told you, David Gottlieb says his marshal about the person who was born in Malzamad and became a librarian. Right. So he didn't choose one of the options the more gave, became a librarian. So one day a person, you know, brought the book back very late. So out came the letter opener, and next, you know, it was all over, you know, because he didn't do a tikkun on his meters. No. So that's going to be the topic of the upcoming prokim, is moving into the world of tikkun. Now, I'll tell you the problem is, we are going to relate better, in certain sense, to this maracha than the previous maracha. Because we relate to concrete actions much better than ideas and concepts. Because, you know, the problem is that the reality is you can't do this one without having truly done the one before. Not learned the one before, having done the one before. Right? You know,
which can take a lifetime.
What?
Which can take a lifetime.
Which can take a lifetime, yeah. So you know, you can't really make an impact, make a change to understand what are the issues. Has their their area which that's going to be challenging in. Now, Shnei Yonim, the Avodah Pratizu. So this, again, this is a person's personal Avodah. It's going to flow. Once you get that intimate knowledge of who you are, you're going to want to, you know, you recognize the miles and the chesronos and what motivates you, etc. So you're going to want to try and, you know, work with that. Rashani. And this process is the process where a person becomes a truly connected to the power the Torah has. Well, shuas by the sudas. So we do our topical shuas. I don't remember that. My topical shuas. Right. So the topic was simcha and having the Torah. I divided the Torah into four parts. So one section was limud haTorah. One was tefillah. One was mitzvah loisus. And one was mitzvah. And how a person has to find ways to feel on a very, very practical level a connection, a feeling of connection to what he's doing. So when we discuss loisus, say that they've had any limits, etc. So I was reminded of a conversation I had with the Balabos. Quite successful in the secular world. And he's from. And every once in a while, the people that he works with, like, ask him, like, a person like you, what do you need to do? Like, you're such an enlightened, you know, man of the world, why do you need all these archaic laws? So, which, you know, not surprising that such a question, you know, is presented. So he says, I have a happy life. He says, you know, that. Can you imagine having to make, you know, if a person is a truly deep, honest person, decisions that people have to make should be overwhelming. You know, the moral decisions that have to be made in life will be overwhelming. Because you have no clay meter how to figure it out. Sense is what most people don't think. The person, in a very, very crude example. So you have the issue of pro-life versus pro-choice. If a person is being honest and he has no claim either, how would you make a decision to do something which might be received? Other hand, in our society, which puts the importance of a person having autonomy very high in the pedestal, how would you take away that? How would you decide? Where would you come from? Right? You would decide, I don't know. Well, something is shape us. But like, but you can't make decisions. Terrence is the most people, you know, in our society, nobody thinks that, you know, that's the solution to the problem. They get fechapped with a mantra, you know, and they repeat it, and there's no thought process. Right? And then what the liberals accuse the conservatives of having no thought process because they're too dumb to have thought processes. And the liberals don't have thought processes because they're busy stuck to their intolerances to the point that that they're so intolerant of everything else that they have to have no thought process. You know, that's what happens. But a person would think, you can't answer that question. You have no tools to answer that question. I have tools to answer the question, he said. I have a divine, you know, a mandate of what's right and what's wrong. I'm the happiest person in the world. I can go to sleep with confidence knowing what's right and what's wrong. How could you? You should be sitting there with trembling every single night. Well, what's right and what's wrong? Terrence says, Elamite, why not? Because you don't think or you don't care. But it's a different problem. I do think and I do care. And I'm very happy that I have what I have. You know, right? So this world that takes us into the world of the Torah, Shedar Kadoshah, where we're glicklacked that we have this clarity, which we're able to get as we move through these things. But don't let Shar Zeb, the beginning of the Hakdama to the whole Shar, Kartiarnu, as a way to protest, Kvishanu, Moitzim, Yisrael, itself, it's a little other. He spoke of the day of each person has to have his own personal day. So let's talk about the way they used to do it and where we stand now. So he brings he quoted this quote before. I don't call it quoting the whole piece of the quote. He quoted the main point. He said like this: Chalonim ba'odim yeshu derek with neyatz me'leilach boy kein daitim doim ezel ezev vein tevesh nev ne'odim shav. Each person has his own path. Show you the v'im ha'yohochem etzol v'im leader Hashem. To each person was given his own personal command from the Novi, what's his role in life? So imagine that. Person, you know, what does Moshe want from you? The Novi tells him exactly what Moshe wants of him. Like, what could be happier than that? Like, be Austin, right? You should be a first grade rabbi. Good, that's it. You should be not a first grade rabbi. And then the guy supposed to be first grade rabbi becomes an accountant. Right? The guy not supposed to be rabbi becomes the first grade rabbi. That's what happened. But it didn't happen like that. Like, everyone's clear. There's a mice once, the Chazanish told a certain individual he wants him to come first grade. He thinks he should come first grade. And the Chazanish was the closest thing we had to Nebuah, in that generation. So he's understand, if a Navi would tell you he's supposed to be first grade Rebbe, you'd be first grade Rebbe. The Chazanish told you you should be first grade Rebbe. Like, what are you butchering about? That's it. It was the Baruch Hashem talking to you. Each person has his whole tzitzis inside. Shaloi lohoy rak larach lavavoi. Leaders of Hashem b'chol lavavoi. You need to get your eric. Set up the system to search Hashem. B'chol lavavoi. Hashem ayu mani loshan apiyam navi eich lisnayik. The version would send a mani loshan and send an answer with the navi what you should do. If you're willing to ask and be really, really truly willing to accept the answer, you'll get your answer. Okay. Each person had a Ruach HaKadosh. He would tell them what to do. So the pasuk says that, but sometimes you can pollute your ruach. It's from the four tabas. Eish, Mayim, Ruach, Hafra. Eim Negadal, Ruach, Hashemayim. Eim Negadal, Oisus, of the Shemavayim. She Yeish, Ruach, Ruach, Shalim. Shkol Dal, Ruach, Yisachem, Shkol Dal, Yisachem, Shem, Merkav, on the Dal, Oisus, Hashem. Eim Ruach, Shum, Toifi. Oz, Toich, Ruach, Hashem. Kol Darch, Eish, Zach, Beinam. Each person's path will be pure under those circumstances. That all these different things that you'll be able to have, because you'll have all the different thought processes of all the different ruchos, and then the Sas Hashem will be established. How do you know? Maybe what I'm being pulled to is not a Ratzon Hashem talking to me. It's not the voice of a Kadosh Baruch Hu calling me to do X. It's my own Ratzon. It's not an Aveira, but it's not what my calling. If you go up in Rucha, you'll think it's right. You won't realize what happens. So we can't choose based on our thought process the right path for ourselves. But rather, they will straighten us out. So by doing the mitzvahs, we'll get that connection, get the clarity, and we'll be able to purify the machshava and get that hadracha that we need.
Everyone still has Ruach HaKadosh nowadays?
He's saying theoretically.
Is he more than theoretically? Isn't he saying that we have Ruach HaKodesh, but we can't always figure out what exactly is that Ruach HaKodesh saying?
Well, we have Ruach HaKodesh, and the problem is we also have this other Ruach talking to us. We don't know which one's Ruach HaKodesh, which one's Ruach HaKodesh.
Right.
So, at the end of the day, we don't know.
Doesn't help us much.
Doesn't do too much of it. Main goal is to make sure that we're doing what God's Baruch Hu wants. Now, we can't pick our own path. It's not true. So what is he asked true? That's he's going to explain the next two paragraphs. By doing so, we will realize the areas where we're more connected and less connected, etc. Which ones are easier? Which ones are harder? One we have to destroy, one we can fix. Areas where we can take tremendous responsibility. Some we have to just be happy we compass a little bit. So we're not going to pick an area of Avodah. We're going to start with everything, and through that we're going to become aware of where we have our specific area of Avodah. But he does say that they're going to have to be a mahalach of clear Kabbalah of Torah mitzvahs, which will allow us to get that clarity. Trying to do it, apparently they used to do it much differently. This person would, undertake and focus on, and not focus on other things. We don't have to do that. That's our ideas, which is doing it.